Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Stremans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Stremans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here on the Beyond the Leash podcast. And I just did what I never do. I mistakenly hit the record button again and it turned off.
Yeah.
Thank God I caught it a few minutes into it this time.
That would have been so bad.
Oh, my God. I would have been so mad at myself because we had a class in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't do the podcast
Oh, sorry. You have to wait outside.
So let's reiterate some things we talked about. It was only about 4 or 5 minutes. So
yeah,
we
weren't that bad.
First off, I'm having problems with these wires.
Mm-hmm.
I fixed all the wires on that side, but these ones are getting old, and it's like it's crackly on my end, yeah. And sometimes it goes out if I don't hold them right. I just need better wires.
Fair enough.
So what do we say? We need a new sponsor, Long & McQuaid.
Yeah.
So I can get some free wires. This podcast, no, not really. But let's talk about our real sponsor.
Yeah.
Our real sponsor is the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico. Big Country Raw, and we just talked about. Jesse also feeds Maya.
Yes, I do.
Then more recently.
Yeah, me. Cat feeds Luna.
Yeah, me. And Cat's almost should get her own sponsorship because you do... These stories every day.
Morning.
I think you have fun with it.
I love
it. Like you show you putting the food in the bowl, and you show Luna waiting
for it. Looking at like the crack eyes.
Sometimes you add stuff to it. What do you add to it?
I was adding the goat milk. She loved the dog nog.
He didn't like any of the goat milk.
Oh, yeah, you said
And the problem is, it's not that he doesn't like it. He doesn't eat it right away, and then it gets kind of porridgey.
Dodgy, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people eat. I see them put blueberries and strawberries in it.
Oh, yeah, I see
He's
that.
The only fucking dog in the world that doesn't like blueberries and strawberries.
I think that's hilarious.
He spits it out. I don't know why.
Oh, no, Luna, like, just goes to town. And when I, like, mush it all up and then make it nice and flat, it's like she takes her time and eats it slowly. But if it's, like, all chunked up because I couldn't give two shits and I'm late to start my computer for work, she just mows it down.
So by the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be a few weeks ago now, but we also talked about... What just finished last week that you were at? You weren't there. The e-collar seminar finished. Yeah. The two-parter.
You have to tell them the promo.
Promo.
About the Beyond
Discount
the Leash and the
for this
website.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you can't almost, I almost slipped
them.
There. And our sponsor's here because. Thank you. And when you did, I thought I already said it because I said it before.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I thought about it.
That's what
it
happens
before.
When you. I actually had a guest on here, a pooch patch, and we went for a half hour. And then I did it again. I'm like, did we already say that? Or did I just think about saying that? It was really
That's
hard.
The worst.
Yeah.
So let's go to the sponsorship, Big Country Raw. If you go to Big Country's Raw website and punch in bigcountryraw.ca and punch in
/BTL.
What's BTL stand for?
Beyond the Leash.
You get
a 15% discount.
Ooh. That's pretty nice when you can. What was the woo for?
I don't know. Her voice was just getting really intense. I wanted to join in.
I wanted to get back to my voice acting.
We need some of these things.
I'm going to get some.
Down.
What?
Down, Jesse,
like,
down.
I got
sound effects on my board. I don't even know what they are.
Like, we don't say commands
right
more than
now,
once.
Or fuck off.
Love hear that one?
Yeah.
That's because they call me the Gordon Ramsay of dog training.
Yeah.
Either you get it together right now or fuck off.
I've never really used that one.
Love it.
So you get 15% off if you go to their website and blah, blah, blah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
We just finished the e-collar seminar. What'd you think?
I really liked it.
That one was really good. I really enjoyed it.
I only saw the first part, but it was so good.
And I already said this, so let's say it again. I've done probably as a organization like that, it's probably up around 20 times I've done that face-to-face.
Okay.
I've probably done it another 40, 50 times individual one-on-one, and I probably did it on Zoom calls 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, you did it quite a bit during the pandemic.
Yeah. So the idea of the and it kind of was weird. The last three were weird. I did it with Jesse's dog. Maya was one of the and it's not a dog event. People come in. I have demo dogs. They go home and do it for their dog for 2 weeks, part one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and show them part two with the demo dogs, see how it's progressed. Then they go progress with their demo dogs or with their dogs. And Maya's group was Maya, Storm, the Doberman, and Thantos, another one of our trainer's dogs, and they all make me look like a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was actually, I actually didn't like it because it was too easy. And I'm like, I know some of the owners are going to go home and they're going to give up.
Yeah.
Because they just expect it to look like those three fucking dogs that made Eric look like a genius. And then I brought in Luna's group, the next one, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
And I picked Luna, I picked Django, and I wish I remember the name of that dog. I know the owner's name. Them. The owner's name is Stuart.
Yeah.
I don't remember the dog's name. He was a little rat terrier.
Yeah.
And that group was the opposite.
Oh, 100%.
Three fucking dogs that were like refused to do it. They were very stubborn. They fought it.
Oh,
they didn't
100%.
Give in easily, and I looked stupid.
Luna's Akita came out full force.
Yeah, she was like, fuck you, and Django.
Right?
He just, like, put his paws in the ground like they were stuck there on stakes.
Yep.
Fuck you, I'm not moving.
Yep.
And it, no matter what I did, he wouldn't really, he didn't gravitate to it well. But the great thing is, we saw her at the dog park, and she goes, oh, thank God, that got so good. Yeah. So even though the dog didn't do well, her owner did really well.
Yeah,
she said that e-collar seminar is the only reason she can go to a dog park now. Mm-hmm. Because she would go to she tried to go to Jack Darling once. It's 22 acres, and the dog never, ever came back. Now she goes, Django, come, boom, one tap, and he's back to her no matter what.
That's just like the story of the person who had to like stay there past closing because their dog never came back to them.
And then on the last one, there were three middle-of-the-road dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make me look as genius. Well, maybe Fendi did just because he's Fendi and he's a fucking dick. But they weren't three super easy, but they weren't three really hard. They were in the middle of the road.
Mm.
And that all three ruined my whole intention. My intention is to bring three or four demo dogs so I get one of each.
Mm-hmm.
I get one that's stubborn like Luna was.
Right.
And I get one that was easy and learned it in 3 seconds like Maya and Storm. And I get one that's somewhere in the middle of the road, because the reason I want that is because every owner is going to go home. And your dog might be one of those three categories.
Yeah.
And if all you saw was easy dogs and your dog's hard, you're going to say, fuck this.
Right.
And if all you saw was hard dogs, maybe you're not going to believe in it as much.
Made my mom feel better, that's for sure.
But actually, Fendi shocked the hell out of me.
Oh, he ended up being...
He got it really good.
So, so good.
I don't know how she's doing with it. I haven't really talked to her about it yet. I probably should reach out to her. I told her that her dog's aggression, that'll fix it.
Yeah.
Well, and let's change that word. Not necessarily fix it. That'll trump it.
Yeah.
If he wants to be aggressive with the dog over there, but I just tap an e-collar and he runs to his bed, fuck off. You're done. There's nothing else you can do. You can't be aggressive with the dog over there if you got to run to the rock.
Exactly.
That I told you to be on. Mm-hmm. Trumping it. Okay, so what are we going to do today? I had this idea, and we've done, you know how many podcasts we've done? Me and Jesse just looked it up before. I didn't think it was that many.
Yes. Altogether, like,
well,
what are we
now
at?
That I said I don't think what it was too many, you're probably going to guess too high.
No, because this has been going on for, we've had it for over a year, 2 years now. What,
120?
Okay, I was just going to kind of guess around that.
120.
Nice.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of things to talk about dogs. And I've always thought that I'm going to run out of. I said this on the last podcast. Like, when am I going to run out of topics? But we go to the dog park. Also, you know, you think we'd get sick of it? We talk about dog training.
Yeah.
And
always,
then we'll get ideas for the podcast there. Or someone will text me a question. Hey, Eric, what about this? Okay, boom, there's a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Some client gives me a bad review. Boom, that's a podcast. This is great. So I thought of a great idea in this day and age, in this world. What's everybody using? What's everybody, it's a new thing that everybody's using, and some people are very scared of it because they think society is going to go down or it's going to be iRobot soon. Remember the movie iRobot?
Yeah.
What's everybody scared of, or the thing that everybody's using, and it's actually making some jobs go away?
AI.
But what specifically?
ChatGPT.
And it's a big thing. I got a girl that's a real estate agent. She somehow made herself an expert on ChatGPT and using it for the real estate world. And she's doing like talks all over the world. It's a big fucking thing now.
It's huge.
And that's one thing I've said. You know what, ChatGPT, like if you were a web designer, I might start thinking about finding another.
But my buddy who... I'm not going to say where he works, but works at a very large IT company, has his own business.
Well, I know what you're going to say. They're going to fight it.
No, he's all for it. He's like, Kat, just go use ChatGPT for this, that, and the next thing.
What, isn't it going to make him obsolete eventually?
No, because ChatGPT is not doing the designing in the back end.
But it
but
will.
It's your blurb.
It will.
Hey, whatever. What you, he's making
are
bank
you,
now.
Are you
as long
sure?
As
I'm pretty sure there. Yeah. Better start it saving. Might not. There is a ChatGTP like with the AI that does do websites, and apparently they're doing amazing jobs.
Really?
Yeah, they design it. You actually just give them the idea of your website, and boom, the website's done in 3 seconds, and it didn't cost you $5,000.
Fuck, my friend. That's nuts.
Any creative world.
Yeah, that's the one part where I'm just kind of like,
like design, like what's the word I'm looking for?
Interior design?
Not interior design, like graphic design.
Graphic
design? Graphic design, you're fucked.
Oh, it's crazy.
You're fucked. You can just tell it what you want. I want a dog flying with a like, beer can on his head.
Right?
And it'll give you 800 different versions of that.
I know, and then you're like,
my logo, I want this. Boom! There's 800 versions of it, and it's fucking free.
I know, it's crazy.
So the one thing I said that my line of work, I don't think a computer is ever going to physically train a dog.
Mm-mm.
But there's two ends to our line of work. There's the actual physical hands-on training, which it's going to be, I'm going to be long gone before they make a robot that can actually hold the leash and put your dog's bum down and
oh
say
my
sit.
God. Oh God.
But the other end is the education, or what's the word I'm looking for? I can educate on behaviors and mm-hmm. you, like, how do you potty train a dog? That's not me physically going in a house and telling people how to and potty train. That's me saying, okay, get a crate, do this, use this system, all that stuff. ChatGPT can do that.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. Can they?
But to the same degree, because it.
But like, here's what we're going to do. This is what this episode, and we're going to reoccur this episode because we're already 12 minutes in and haven't even started. And I'd like to do two or three questions a day. What we're going to do is we're literally going to physically ask GTP a common question, and we're going to see if it's right or not, or how mm-hmm. much I agree with. I didn't want to do the questions prior, so I did a couple, and actually,
I know
it kind of scares me because I agreed with, there was a lot I didn't agree with.
Right.
Okay. That's...
And then there's a lot where you have to work with the wording that you use to get the right one you want.
Yeah.
But basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to put common questions in the ChatGPT. We're going to read their answers and we're going to either disagree or agree with it, or maybe say, okay, this is okay, but I got a little caveat. I would change this. I don't really want him up here. Nico, down. Put them on a down. Because, again, the wires. I don't want to mess them with the wires.
Fair enough.
So my first question for, we'll call this ChatGTP versus professional dog trainer. That's what we're going to title this one. One of my biggest common questions. And I actually thought, I know it's going to give me one side of the coin. I have to change the question to get the other side of the coin. So my first question, and we're going to read along this, and maybe we'll just do it as we go, whatever. How do I stop a dog from pulling on a leash? So that's literally what I entered. I haven't even read it yet. I don't know what it says.
All right.
How to stop a dog from pulling on a leash. Okay, so are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Stopping a dog from pulling on a leash requires consistent training and patience. Yeah, I agree, of course.
That's okay.
Makes sense. Here are some of the steps you follow. One, use the right equipment. Consider using a no-pull harness or head halter. And give you more control of the dog's movements.
No.
But that's absolutely what, if you went to a PetSmart trainer, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
Two, start training early. Begin training your dog to not pull as soon as possible.
That makes
probably
sense.
A good idea, but I don't fucking need that. Half the dogs that come into me are adopted.
Right?
Like Luna. I trained him when he was 8 months.
Right?
I adopted him in 8 months. Some of my dogs are 3 years. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Situational.
Number three, and this is where I have to add, you know how you have to change it and add something to the question?
Yeah.
I already knew that this was going to go in this direction. Three, use positive reinforcement. Reward your dog with treats and praise when they walk without pulling.
Fuck.
Well.
Yes and no.
Yeah, but yeah. As long as you're
but
not
it's just
relying
like,
on
it's not
the
our
treats.
System, but it's a dog training system.
Right? It's not like you don't want your dog to be like Augustus Gloop.
Them. Number five. That's one I'm going to agree with. Wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Change directions.
But it's because it's so true.
I tell people that all the time. Speed up, slow down.
That's why I'm laughing.
Why do you think I yell at? Why do you think I yell at people not to cut off corners?
Oh, I know.
Because when you round off the corner, it's not really an abrupt change of direction. That 90-degree angle, that's what forces the dog to watch with you. So change directions. If your dog pulls, change the direction. I didn't even read it yet.
Love it.
Here's what it said. What did I just say? If your dog pulls, change your directions abruptly. I swear to God, I didn't read that. I just used the words abruptly, and it's using it. This teaches them to pay attention to you. So number five, I agree with Wolverine.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I actually tell people to do that. Six, practice loose leash walking. Practice walking on a loose leash in a quiet area before in more distracting environments.
It just makes no sense, though, because of course you want a loose leash. But how are we going to just tell people, have a loose leash, have your dog not pull?
Yeah. Because your treat pouch is now like a Pez dispenser. Mm. Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm getting from it.
But the one thing I kind of agree on that, that's kind of our first sit and release lesson. I say do it where it's easy inside the house and then move outside the house where it's going to get harder. Kind of saying that. ChatGPT got a little bit of brains. Number seven. Be patient. I haven't pre-read this. It takes time for your dog to learn, so be patient and consistent with your training. Consistency, number one, yes, but I don't think it takes time.
It depends on the style of your training.
We're using balance training. I watched the Zach George video where he said, and your dog will get better in weeks to months. I'm like, weeks to fucking months?
Oh.
I want it done in days to a week.
I know. That's when you're like, I give up. Remember, I'm not even going to start.
Remember, every dog is different. So what works for one dog may not work for another.
But that's true. Adjust
your training methods based on your dog's response. And I kind of knew just from my previous days of playing with ChatGPT, I knew it would go in the all positive direction.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a brand new one here or an added to it.
What, using balance training?
Yeah, I'm going to say using a prong collar. How to stop dog pulling on leash, and this proves we're not pre-setting this, with a prong collar. I'm going to laugh as it says, don't fucking use a prong collar. Okay. So here we go. Again, we're just winging this. This is great. We're going to revisit this a lot. I could do one of these every couple months. So let's see our answer here. It's fast. It's already done. Yeah, it's already done. It's like this long. It's already done. Using a prong collar to stop a dog from pulling on a leash requires careful handling and ensure the dog's safety and comfort. Here are a few steps. Proper fit. Wow. ChatGTP, I'm going to quit my job. I don't need you. I don't need to be done anymore. So number one is proper fit. Ensure the prong collar is fitted correctly. Whoa, my God. This is scaring me. This one looks like it came from my mouth.
Now I'm wondering if it listens and then it goes into the box.
Let's start again. Number one, proper fit. Ensure the prong collar is fitted correctly. It should sit high on the dog's neck, just behind the ears, with the prongs pointing towards the ground. What? What? I don't understand that part.
How do you do that? You can't do that.
Something's wrong if they're with all the prongs pointing
towards the ground.
Maybe like
read that again.
The top. Prongs?
That's what it says. I think there's something wrong there. I think there's something wrong in that system.
That's, that ain't going to happen, but okay.
I don't understand that, but they're right in the first part. Make sure it's fitted and up high. It's got to be tight. Everybody, the biggest problem we have is people make those two loose. And here's the thing, I don't think without us there to physically put our fingers under it and tell them it's too tight or too loose, you can't just get that from ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So that was number two. Number three, training approach. Pair the use of prong collars with positive reinforcement training. Reward the dog when they walk without pulling. Yeah. Why do you think we call it balanced training?
Exactly.
It's because we use all four quadrants of the, a lot of people think it's just adverse training. It's just negative. It's just punishment. No, there is some punishment to it for certain things, but we use all four quadrants of operant training. Positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement. Positive punishment, negative punishment. That's what we use. That's why it's called balanced. So, yes, that's right. Four. Wow. This thing is actually impressing me, and I might be a little scared. We still need dog trainers, everybody. Hire your dog trainer.
100% you do.
Four.
It's all about the human touch.
Four. Quick corrections. Use quick, light with the leash. No. Use quick, light corrections when the leash, with the leash when your dog pulls. The goal is to get their attention, not to cause discomfort or pain.
Oh, yes. I love it.
I don't. You love that? That's fucking completely wrong.
He just said quick things.
The quick part, yes.
But it's without causing pain.
But...
No, they. But they also said without causing discomfort or pain. Oh. I'm definitely causing discomfort.
I heard the mosquito bite.
No, but you missed the first part. You said it. The idea is to get.
We want to cause discomfort.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. You said, "Oh, that's so good." No, that's not good. The goal is to get their attention from a correction. I don't want them to even think I did it. I'm not trying to get their attention. I'm trying to think they did it themselves.
Yeah.
So the idea of my correction.
I was thinking they're paying attention to what they're doing because there's consequences to be. No, oh, but I'm going to be the, over the, here. Let's, oh, I better focus.
Let's read the you whole line again. The goal is to get their attention, not to cause discomfort or pain. No, I'm not causing pain. I'm causing discomfort to stop the behavior of pulling so they on their own decide to walk backwards. So that one is both correct and incorrect. Yes. Let's say we'll give you a score of 50% on that one, ChatGPT.
I heard it the way I always say it. I didn't hear that.
We're giving you a D. Do better.
We're going to grade them. Five, consistency. Be consistent in your training. Use the prong collar as a pot. Use the prong. Oh, I already read that one, didn't I? No. Hmm? Is that one the same one or is it slightly different? Oh, it sounds like one from the last one. That's okay. Why. Five, consistency. Be consistent with your training. Use the prong, collar, and positive reinforcement consistently to reinforce good walking behavior. They kind of just reiterated what they said before.
Yeah.
And you get neither grade for that, ChatGPT.
Well, they need to go in great detail N-A. For the people who don't understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's not something I'm going to get in a 6-point thing and think I can teach somebody.
Right.
So we're not obsolete yet. Six, gradual transition. If your dog is used to a type of collar, introduce the prong collar gradually to allow them to get used to it.
Well, that's kind of sort of what we do when we're talking to the parents the day one and go out, get it, put it on like a...
It's not saying it in the right way.
Yeah. It's not. But we know what they're trying to say. But again, it's a computer system.
Or we're trying to skewing it to but what we want it
but
to
what
say.
They're saying is actually giving it the wrong... What they're saying is giving it the wrong thing. Get them used to a flat buckle, then a martingale, then a prong. They're almost getting the dog to understand that it is what's making them work, which I don't want them to do that.
I think that's open to interpretation, that one.
Yeah, pretty weird. We're going to give you a no grade on that one, too. That's one's weird.
You don't want to go for straight D?
No.
N-A.
I love this. It's important to seek guidance from a professional trainer when using a prong collar, as inappropriate use can cause harm and discomfort to the dog. ChatGPT, you just got an A.
Why wasn't that your first point?
Well, I think they want people to read the whole fucking thing.
Oh, for sure. I can do it myself. I can do it myself. Oh, no, I can't.
So that's pretty good. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love it.
I was actually surprised. I knew that if you just asked how to do it, they would the first time would be all positive reinforcement, force free bullshit. Fucking,
yeah, because that's what everybody
fucking,
wants.
Fucking pet like, smart crap.
Yeah,
and then I knew I would have to add the with balance training or with the prong. Can,
yeah, they went all hippy dippy before you had to get into the real world.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to have time for
another. Oh my God, how old am I?
Another quick one or maybe two, so let's do this quick. How do I potty train a puppy?
Now, how many people want to put money down that they say use pee pads?
And that's what I mean. I'm doing this right. On the whim. Who knows? Let's see. Last one kind of scared me how correct they were. Let's see. Here we go. Gave it to me in about 3 or 4 seconds.
I've never used this. I've never used ChatGPT. Scary. No, that's why.
You could go into more detail about each step and it would have added paragraphs to what you just read.
Yeah, you can do that. Can you please elaborate on each step and it would have gave you another paragraph.
We'll do whatever you tell
me
to do.
Pretty cool. Potty training a puppy requires patience, consistency, and positive reinforcement. Here's a general approach. I agree with all that. That's one thing I don't think you should ever reprimand for them doing having accidents in the house. So no. Let's agree with that. We'll agree to agree. One, establish a routine. Take your puppy outside frequently, including after eating, drinking, playing, and waking up. Holy fuck. If you go back to my first ever podcast, 120 podcasts or 122 podcasts ago, it's going to say those are the times you take your dog out. Exactly. I don't know. Maybe ChatGPT just read my fucking website.
Right?
Or read something that I wrote.
To your podcast, but that is so good.
The frequency, and that's what I tell everybody. There's three times. I kind of include eating and drinking as one.
Yeah.
There's three times you got to take a puppy out. When they eat or drink anything, even a sip. Mm-hmm. Go back to my podcast. This is exactly what I said. After any playing, I call it rough play when they get really... Yeah. Because what happens is they get, and before they fall down and go and nap, they have a pee and eliminate always.
Because they're relaxing their muscles.
And when they wake up from any sleep or nap, that looks like it came right out of my, I've been doing a puppy consultation, and I have somewhere in the back an old handout I used to give.
Yeah.
That's almost word for word before the internet even existed.
There's a part of me that
I wrote this before the internet existed.
But that's almost like my schedule: wake up in the morning, go for a pee, like eat and drink.
But that, but what I'm saying is that one there is identical. That's as identical as I would say that word for word.
Right.
This one we're gonna give him an A++.
There we go.
GTV, you're doing pretty good. Two, choose a potty spot. Take your puppy to the same spot in the yard each time you help them associate the spot with potty time. That's pretty good. I don't know if that's like a main one. That's like a, may work for some dogs, may work for others. It's going to help, especially when you get the scent there around there, if it's like a bush or rock or whatever. Okay. So we're going to give you a A with that one. Not an A plus, an A. It's pretty good.
That was generous.
Three, use positive reinforcement. Praise your puppy. Praise and reward your puppy immediately after they eliminate outside.
Yeah.
That's really good. My word is when that dog, heard it 100 times. I go, I don't care what your neighbors say. When that dog squats, mid squat, put the treat in your mouth and jump up and down, screaming like he did. When they said immediately, you know what people's problems are? And I said this on my podcast. Ready. No, it's not that they're not ready. It's wintertime. Like today, when it's cold enough and it's 6 in the a.m. and you open your door and your dog pees way over there in the back of the yard. And then you open the door, good boy, Nico. And he runs back in the house and you give him a treat and you pet him and you praise him there. They actually think they got rewarded for coming back in the house, which is creating a problem because now when my dog goes outside, I want him to force an elimination because that's what he associates the reward with. You got to reward immediately mid pee. That's what I tell them.
So what you're saying is they get another A plus. Buttercup.
They get another A plus on this one.
All right.
I'm kind of getting scared of this one. This one's pretty good.
Bring on the pee pads. Four, we know we're going to do it.
Monitor supervision. Holy fuck. Supervise your puppy indoors. Use a crate. Confine them to small areas when you can't supervise. This prevents accidents. I'm going to give them A minus. There's one thing they're leaving out that I say, what's my thing? You know, it's the craziest thing I ask people to do. Not just monitor them, not just supervise them.
Tied
them to their fucking leash.
They're leaving them in small spaces. Are they meaning a crate?
Because
that's
small stasis is no good. What's my rule? What's my rule? You either follow them around, and that's all you're doing. You're not watching TV. You're not on the phone. You're not texting your friend. You're not making a cup of cocoa.
No.
You're doing nothing. You're following the dog around. Outside of that, they're in a crate, not a playpen, a fucking crate.
Yeah.
And outside of that, I'm watching the hockey game tonight and I got a puppy at home. I don't want the dog in a crate, but there's no way I need Austin Matthews to score when it's overtime and I'm going to tie that puppy to my 10-foot leash so he can't get away from me.
Right. There we go.
So they're doing pretty good on that one. That one, not perfect, but they're on the right lines with that one. Five, recognize signs. Learn to recognize when your puppy needs to go, such as sniffing, circling, and whining. And that is kind of, I do these puppy consultations over the phone all the time for pee. And you know what I tell them? When you tie the dog to your hip, it almost is like a string on a finger. The dog's always there. And I say, you're going to see the signs.
Yeah.
A lot easier because they're within your 6-foot distance. Mm-hmm. If the dog gets up and starts sniffing, you're going to feel it's almost like a fish on a line.
Yeah.
And you look at him and you go, oh, he did those three circles last time he peed. Mm-hmm. Every dog's going to have. So that's a good one, too. They're doing pretty good on the potty training methods.
All right.
Pretty good. Six, clean accidents properly. Clean up accidents thoroughly and remove scents and prevent repeat accidents in the same spot. I would include
ammonia.
No,
there's the enzymes. Neutralizers.
Enzyme neutralizer. I would add that. Yeah. And here's the thing. I know ChatGPT enough. I could say the same question right now, and it might give me slightly different answers. I think I did that once long ago, and it actually did say get an enzyme based.
Like the more detailed you are, the more detailed you are in response.
Or even which way you're
seeing them. Be patient. Be patient. Puppies have small bladders and may take time to learn, so be patient and consistent with your training. Bunch of things I add. I always say you're going to have accidents. Nobody gets a puppy and doesn't have a single accident in the house ever.
No.
And here's my rule. For every rewarded Lotto 649 pee you get outside, that's like moving forward three steps. Every accident in the house is like one step backwards. And as long as you're moving forwards, or no, two steps backwards, as long as you continue to move forwards and you're not moving backwards, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Expect the accidents, but if you get three accidents and only one good one outside, you're now eight steps backwards.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I always say you expect them, don't get upset at them, whatever. Here's the last little blurb. It's important to remember that accidents will happen. Again, I didn't pre-read this. Right. And it's part of learning process. Consistency and positivity reinforce and are key to a successful potty training. They did pretty good on the potty. Let's give them an overall grade of a... Well, the first one, let's give them a D on how to walk a dog using positive reinforcement or methods only. Let's give them a B in general for the second how to use a prong collar. They had some pretty good points. Missed out some things. I'm going to give them an A on the potty training one. I'm going to give them an A. Not an A+.
That was pretty good.
I'm going to give them an A.
They didn't use pee pads. Eric
Straitman.
And that tells you. That tells you if... You can get the same information you're going to call me for. I don't charge for that. I used to. Back in the old days, I'd do a whole potty training thing where I'd come in your house, not just potty training, crate training, this, that, and the other thing.
They didn't talk about the crate.
We got a class in 10 minutes, so.
You mentioned it.
Well, crate training, yeah.
No, they mentioned to like have the dog in a small space or in a crate.
Yeah, yeah. They did mention it. Crate? They did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that one just to
make
sure.
They didn't say proper size crate for your dog. AKA, they don't live in a cage that's a mansion.
Yeah, but that was under four. That was under four.
I think they should get...
Listen, I'm saying something. You keep talking. That was under four. Monitor supervision. Supervise your puppy indoors. Use a crate or confine them into small spaces when you can't supervise them. So they did say crate. They're pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give them an A on that one. So that's all we're going to have time for because we got a class in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
That's pretty good. I like this. I like that they were so good on the second one. And I'm going to revisit this. We're going to punch in, how do you stop my puppy from nipping? Let's see if ChatGPT will agree with Eric. Well, Eric, this is a great, like, we can do this as a recurring
theme?
Topic on the thing. Now, I don't remember how we are like, oh, we need a topic for the podcast. We need questions to ask GTP.
Okay.
Me and you know who used to do that regularly. Every five or six podcasts was ask the trainer and we'd go into our emails and stuff and we just had three questions and we just asked the trainer, we're going to do a professional dog trainer versus GPP and we'll come up with two or three questions and see how much we agree with. I bet you some of them will be totally against. That's wrong. Don't ever ask GTP. And then some of them I'm going to be like that potty training one. That was pretty golden.
Right?
That's the thing. If people are asking it, how are they to know which ones they should listen to and which ones they shouldn't?
Well, there's a lot of things that even if I talk to someone on a phone how to use a prong collar, that's not going to be anywhere near as good. Even if it was over a Zoom call, is physically being here to show them how to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So... not obsolete yet.
Nah, but also, never will
be. You can trust the information. You're a reputable trainer. ChatGPT sometimes will give you the right answer. Hopefully you're doing more of the right answers than bad ones.
And then like, who's going to ChatGPT?
Okay, we got to stop because the class is starting in like 6 minutes, man.
Okay.
Got to get them in here. They're out there in the cold. I can hear them.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for listening. And we always finish this podcast with our little calendar of interesting facts and tidbits about dogs and facts and stuff. Some of them are pretty cool. Some of them not so cool at all. So this one here to end. Dogs tend to wag their tails to the right when they are happy and to the left when they are anxious or frightened. I've never heard that in my life.
Me neither.
I'm going to look into this now. I don't know if I trust that.
That's so funny.
So I'm going to read that one more time. You know, as soon as I finish these two classes, I'm Googling the shit out of this to see how real it is, or it might just be a wives' tale. I've never heard that in my 30 years of dog training.
Do they mean like it's they start off to the right? Like,
maybe it's right, because I found out the one that I found out from this calendar was they tend to go in a north-south direction when they pee or poop.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, me and you in the dog park staring at all the dogs.
They do that, and I never heard that before. So that's, I'm going to look into this one. One more time, one more time. Dogs tend to wag their tails to the right when they're happy. What do they mean? Like a little bit askew to the right? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know.
And left when they're anxious or frightened. And they're saying it's a 10. They're, like that pooping facing north or south. That's not like, written in stone.
Yeah.
It's what they mostly tend to do. This is gonna. I'm gonna start looking at dogs at the dog park.
Oh no, your dog's fine. His tail's wagging to the right. You're good.
Like, I'm thinking about Luna. I'm like, she wags her tail all the freaking time. How am I supposed to know?
Okay, we got to finish here. Okay. We got people outside. We got a class to go. All right, thanks for doing this, Kat. It was nice to have you here. We like to have your little giggle.
I love it.
There we go. And it's always nice to have Jesse here because we talk about shit every day at the dog park.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.